should do some comedy now instead of me. Right, so our first act tonight is... Money Cheer!
Good, good. You know when you breathe in, right? And then, like, you have to breathe out, don't you? And then you have to breathe in again, don't you? That's all the relatable material I've got. I've never been on a dating app. I've never been swiped left or right. I've never even been flicked, 50 years old. The Buddha says that we become the thing that we most resist, which I think means I'd be pushing really hard against a fat Yorkshire man. Now, before we go any further, I want to talk about the elephant in the room. Is there not an elephant in the room? If there's not an elephant in the room, what the fuck happened in the gents? Some in blocked the toilet, cracked the pot. There was like this dent in the wall, like somebody'd hit it with a trunk, and I swear I heard, aah! Somebody needs to do Veganuary, I think. Now, the actual elephant in the room that I want to talk about is Brexit, actually. Yeah, comedy gold. I was thinking about Brexit yesterday, and I was thinking, do you know who I feel sorry for? This might be a slightly controversial opinion. Do you know who I feel sorry for? Sinn Féin. Because, like, when I was growing up in the 70s, Sinn Féin were pretty badass, right? They were so badass in the 70s, I don't know if anybody else remembers this, they weren't allowed to talk on the telly, right? They were like the Voldemort of political parties, right? You weren't allowed to talk about them, right? And they blew shit up, and if they didn't like you, they came around to your house and shot you, right? That's pretty badass, isn't it, right? But now, we've got, like, parties like the Tory party, like, we're gonna blow up the country! And then, like, the Labour Party are like, we're going to blow up the country, but it's going to be a jobs-first explosion. Like, Sinn Féin are, like, resorting to, like, taking Plaid Cymru's dinner money. That's it. What else? Yeah, oh, kind of like, yeah, so lots of things seem like a good idea, but then aren't. And I think there might be quite a few people, I didn't know Brexit, but there might be a few people charitably who voted for Brexit. It seemed like a great idea, and then it wasn't. I'll give you another example of something that seemed like a great idea, and then wasn't, right? I read a book on how to do oral sex. And there was some good advice in this book, right? It's called She... There was some good advice in this book, right? It was called She Comes First, right? And it's a really good book, right? I know, it's a pun, it's kind of a joke. It's a good book, right? But it's got some really good basic stuff in it, like don't just go for the top bit, go for the whole thing, go take the whole tour. A bit of weird advice, like maintain eye contact, which is like, that's kind of tricky, right? And then some very, very, very strange advice, which is put your front teeth on the clitoris and hum. Is he taking the piss? This actually works, right? This actually works. It seems like a really good idea because it really works. You kind of like turn yourself into a human vibrator, which, let's face it, is what women really want, right? But the problem is when you're down there and you're humming, what do you hum? Because I want to hum the theme from the Dam Busters, right? You're in that. You've got the mask. You've got things flailing behind you. You want to go dun 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 dun. Nothing is right. Nothing works in that situation. The other thing is you've got kind of Bugs Bunny teeth, right? So you know, kind of like the theme from the Warner Brothers cartoons kind of appeals as well. Lots of things are bad ideas, right? The philosopher Jean-Jacques Rousseau said that man is born free, all men are born free, and he actually meant women as well, because he's frankly said, sort of, right? All men and women are born free, but all around us they are in chains. In my case, it's mainly Pret a Manger and Cafe Nero. I find myself spending a lot of time in Cafe Nero behind somebody who really wants to know what the alternatives to milk are that are available. Right? And I don't just find this annoying, right? It brings me out in a rash. Right? I find it so annoying, it brings me out in a rash. Oh, I'm sure now. Okay. Well, I'll just do this one, right? How much? Oh, that's all right. So I think like I might be lactose intolerant. Intolerant. So people say that like these alternatives to milk, like kind of nut milk, soy milk, they're more healthy and more natural than cow's milk, but I'm not sure. Do you know the kind of hormone regime you have to put a cashew nut through to make it grow tits? One final one and then I'll fuck up. Is recycling a bit like sex? You're not sure you're doing it right? You suspect other people are doing it a lot better than you are, and a lot more. You find yourself saying, is this wet? Does that count as food? And sometimes you put something in the wrong hole, you just leave it there. Thank you very much.
What's good, man? That was a good start.